I was born in Brooklyn, and I spent most of my childhood in Brooklyn, so up until I was about 13, and it was fun. We'd play, on the block, and you'd play kickball and football, and in the backyard, we'd play basketball because we had a basketball net up. We'd play tag, freeze tag, team tag on skates and running. It's great.
When you decided to study, did you stay in New York or did you go somewhere else?
For graduate school, I stayed in the city. But for undergraduate, so for my bachelor's, I went upstate New York. So, which is very different from New York City. So most people don't think, when they think of New York, they only think of New York City. They don't think about New York State, which is a large state, goes all the way up to Canada. And that's more, that's different.
How is it different? Are the people different or?
People are different. The buildings are much lower. It's slower, quieter, less to do.
Have you been anywhere else in the States?
Oh yeah, lots of places. I've been to Atlanta and Georgia. I've been to different places in Ohio, California, Texas, Florida.
And what kind of impression did these places make on you coming from a big city like New York?
Well, one of the things that is common, I think, in all of the states and all of the cities is that everyone is friendly, right? So even in New York, people are friendly. People are extremely friendly in New York. Everyone is nice and everyone's friendly, but it's different. So up in Ohio, my uncle, he doesn't lock his doors. And
Ever?
so, the doors aren't locked. Maybe at night, when they go to sleep, they'll lock the doors. But during the day, the doors are never locked. So people come in, go out, neighbors pass by and just open the door. Hey, how are you? And so that's, common. And that happens also, if you're in the South, if you're in Atlanta, people always have food just in case someone comes by, just to be hospitable, just to welcome people and make people feel comfortable when they come over.
Would you be given a whole meal or would you just get like a piece of cake?
It depends. You could have you def well definitely you're always offered something to eat. Whenever you go to anyone's house, you're always offered something to drink, something. In the South, they like food. But yeah, it's just different. New York is a little faster. People are very much, they work long hours. They work out a lot. There's a lot of movement, a lot of activity. Everything is sort of intense. Whereas the other place, it's a little bit more laid back, a little more relaxed, a little easier. What else is there? Oh, that's the other thing. Most cities in America are driving cities. So people drive everywhere. And so, there's a joke that Americans have so many cars, but you have to have a car. You have to have a car for every person in the family because the distance is so far to get to wherever you need to get to. So if you're going to school is far from home. There's no walking. And most places don't have, the public transportation systems. So you have to drive. Most cities are driving cities in the States. I would say there are a handful of walking cities, and New York is a walking city. Yeah, but everywhere else you have to drive. You can't survive without a car.